Okay, so just a few days ago, to be precise, over the weekend, I'm sure, awards were issued to some former governors and governors of various states who, according to the River State government, have supported and stood firm for River State. The awards also had beneficiaries that included Attorney General of the Federation, the Minister of Justice, wife of the River State Governor, and wives of some other former governors as well. It also included the River State legal team that won the return of oil wells to the state. Seven senior advocates of Nigeria also received the award. Michael Zekome and Ifedayo Adedigbe were among those people. The reasons why these people were awarded has been the major focus, especially for some of the serving governors who made it to that list. I'm talking about Yahaya Bello of Kogi State, and there was also Adamawa State, Amadu Fintre of Adamawa State as well, who was also mentioned. Well, I'll just play an excerpt from what the governor said and why these people were to be awarded by the state government. And also, don't forget, we had comments that were made by the presidency blaming state governors for not doing enough and being responsible for the poverty in the country. Well, all of this will make our conversation this morning. But first, listen to what Governor Yusuf Wike had to say.
It has to award people, honor them for what they have done. Not only those who are from River State, also those who are from outside the state, but who love River State, who have contributed to the growth of the state. So many people here are honored today, not that they are only from River State, also those who are from outside River State, who when they hear about River State, they say they will die. They will support River State. So, most of you may have seen governors in APC, former governors in APC, governors of PDP, former governors of PDP, lawyers who have stood firm. Anytime they hear about River State, they take it as if it is their own. So River State said, look, we must honor them, thank them, for them to continue to be ambassadors and supporters of the development of the state. So don't be surprised. I will tell you how the governors here and former governors are to receive the highest award, which is the Grand Service Star of River State.
Oh, so you heard that the Grand Service Star of River State highest honors the state. He had also said the only former the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, and his wife were the only former past seven leaders who have received that award in the state. Anyways, so that would make a part of our conversation for this morning. My guest is the spokesperson for the River Civil Society Organization, Solomon Lenu. You're welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew, for having me, and good morning, Rivers people.
And also, you can be a part of the conversation online. Get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You are aware what the federal government has said. It blamed governors and said that they were partly responsible for the rising rate of poverty nationwide. Yeah, the Minister of State for Budget and National Planning was the person making this assertion while briefing State House correspondents. This was after the Federal Executive Council meeting that was chaired by the President at the Villa. Whether you agree with this, I don't know. He noted that 72% of the nation's poor reside in rural communities, and the governors are the ones who have abandoned that critical demography and have decided to spend state resources on capital cities instead. So, what you make out of his statement is what we want to know. The blame on Facebook, let us know, is the federal government right to blame state government for poverty increase in the country? Share your thoughts with us at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also send in WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We await your response. In the meantime, go over to my guest, Solomon Lenu. The awards we saw generated a lot of conversation. People were not pleased with some of the names mentioned, but I would like us to start from this place. Was the government, is there anything wrong in the government deciding to honor whoever it feels it should honor?
Well, to answer your question directly, the government is not wrong or the governor is not wrong to honor whoever he wants. Because, of course, I can decide today that Andrew is my friend and he has done well and I want to honor him.
Mm.
And I can put together an award, give it whatever name tag, and then, you know, come to this place to hand it over to you or invite you to somewhere and then also give it to you. So there is no problem with that.
But this isn't just any award.
I'm coming. But now, where the problem lies is that if the governor of River State was doing so at his own expense, if the governor of the state was a private individual, not representing a large chunk of people, then there wouldn't have been any problem with that. But here is a man representing a state that will get up in the morning, decide that he wants to use the instrumentality of state, that something that belongs to a large number of people.
Are you saying that
to satisfy his own whims and caprices? I heard him in that soundbite that you play saying that Rivers people decided to honor these people. And I ask, where, when, how, who are these Rivers people? Is it the Rivers people who are dying, crying, that at this point in time, when Nigeria has gone through two recessions, and in the history of this state and in this country, for the first time, River State is having a government that does not care about the basic welfare. This government has not done any welfare program whatsoever in the last 7 years of this administration. It has never happened before.
So are you saying that the government...
And then you come and do an award and you say that River Sipo decided... River Sipo did not give anybody award.
In other words,
that award was given to the friends of the governor by the governor himself.
Okay. Two questions now. First off, you highlighted the fact that the governor might have done what he did if he had done it on his own vocation, understood, but then on behalf of Rivers people is a question. How then would the government go about giving awards on behalf of Rivers people? Were Rivers people supposed to be consulted? How should this have been carried out?
If you look at the nomenclature of those awards, one is called Grand Service Star.
Mm-hmm.
Of River State.
Yes.
One is Distinguished Service Star of
yes.
River State. Now, the question that boggles the mind of the people is, what services the people that are given that, so given this award, what services have they rendered to River's people?
So which of the people now for the Grand Service
Star? Okay, for instance,
would you question the so-called
G5 governors that received these awards, for me and for us, they have been the biggest distraction to Rivers people. They have been the biggest distraction to leadership and governance of Rivers State.
So,
in fact, they don't even have any business to be here in the first place, to talk about giving them such an award.
Mr. Lenny, the governors would say that they are trying to fight for equity, fairness, and justice within their party to ensure that the southern part of the country is carried along in decision-making at that level. Isn't that something that
challenge that we have is that for reasons I don't know, you know, we tend to forget so quickly and so easily. And that's the reason why, you know, our leaders and our politicians can do one thing in the morning and in the evening time they come and be telling us something differently. Now, if you're talking about equity, are they fighting for, is Wike fighting for equity?
It's the G5, not just the governor.
For all that we know, they are just fighting for their own personal interest and not even the interest of Rivers people now. Because if you want to talk about equity, today you're here shouting Ayu should go because in his own party, the PDP, both the president, the presidential candidate and the party chairman must not come from the same zone. But come back here at home. What are you doing? What have you done?
You, the person that is shouting integrity, equity, and all of those things, you succeeded an Ikwerre man after another Ikwerre man finished his 8-year tenure in a heterogeneous state as River State, a thing that should not be, because that does not foster cohesion and inclusion.
Most times this conversation come up every time this issue is raised, then there's one question I ask.
And
I
he was...
Let me drop the question.
How many
people have stood against that in this state? People also mentioned the fact that, yeah, in River State, oh, look at where the party chairman is from and where the candidate of the PDP is from. And I'm saying, how many people then stood up against it, like perhaps the governor and the other governors are doing in the PDP at the national level? How many people here at the state level stood up to say, we are not giving up on this till we get to the end of it?
Not giving up on
to ensure that this, what the governor and the G5 integrity governors in quote, yeah, are fighting for, which you are talking about now, that's the reason. At the state level, who is standing up to do the same and say we would not accept it from the government?
Well, of course, you know that the system where we operate today, like especially in River State, the people in charge, they've devised a way and they've so succeeded at it in using the instrumentality of state to try to suppress and oppress every dissenting voice. And as we speak today, people can no longer talk. In fact, right now, the judiciary, which is always said to be the last hope of the common man, you know, the people don't have confidence in the judiciary anymore, because it is very clear today that as far as the judiciary is concerned in River State, you can hardly go there and get any judgment against the government. And it is that bad.
The judiciary would disagree.
But that's the fact.
Because
the evidence on ground, you know, some points to that fact. So whether they disagree, that's just, you know, their own business of trying to, you know, cover up what is very obvious. So when you say, has people disagreed? Of course, if you do a survey, you discover that a whole lot of people are not happy with what is going on. Even this whole integrity G5 battle and struggle that the governor of River State is embarking upon, for the bulk of River's people, they see it as unnecessary distraction. You understand? Because if you look at the amount of money, the amount of resources that has been expended on that wild goose chase, and now compare it to the fact that, juxtaposes with the fact that people of Rivers, the ordinary Rivers people, have been crying, yearning for government to trickle down to the grassroots, which is primarily the main business of government, and that has never happened. You will understand that we are in a very precarious situation.
So are you saying that is why these governors were given the award? Samuel Otom of Benue State, Okezie Ikpeazu of Abia State, and I think also they had Ifeanyi Ogwuanye, Enugu State, and Makinde. Yes, Sheyi Makinde.
For all that we care...
Is it because they share the same vision with the governor? That's why they get the...
They are just playing politics.
Is that what you're saying?
They are just playing politics and abandoning leadership. Do you understand? Of what benefit is that award now going to be to Rivers people? What is it going to do for us? You wasted our money, organized a very expensive banquet, shut down the state activities, and then you go and do your cinematography and said that you're how are Rivers people going to benefit from that event that held two nights ago?
If you have said that the government is within its rights to have organized that, which means any government can if it wanted to. I know in 2017,
what we are talking about is responsibility in leadership. When you are given the mandate to lead the people, you should understand that there is a huge responsibility that comes with it, and it is not an opportunity for you to start presenting your rascally behavior, which is what we are seeing today. Because, for instance, in a democracy, are the government not supposed to consider the wills, the feelings, the needs of the people before they carry out any action? Have we seen it here? What we find here is that the government can wake up this morning and tell you that, oh, this building has been too old, we want to bring it down or want to repaint it, and they go ahead to do it, and at the end of the day, they'll tell you that they did it for Rivers people. Is that how governance or leadership should be? Leadership should be about the people. And I've always said it time and time again, that look, the very moment that a leadership or a government no longer care about the needs of the little people, of the ordinary people in the grassroots, then that government is over. That government has no business to be in place
would you
anymore.
Say completely everybody who was awarded did not deserve the award that they got. Generally, for you, your issue is with some of the individuals. Is it with some of the individuals who were awarded or with the award ceremony generally?
What I'm saying, if you hear me, is that what Rivers people need at this time?
So in other words, your grief is with the award ceremony generally?
Is that what we need at this time? That's not what we need at this time. Yes, that's what we are saying.
All right.
That's what we are saying.
Let's open the phone lines and get a few contributions. We'll come back and continue with this conversation because the governor of Kogi State, Yahaya Bello, was one person mentioned critically by a lot of people saying, how come this man is being awarded with the highest honors of Rivers State? And if we take our minds back, the federal government also had given this same man an award, which brought up a lot of questions at the time. There must be something that he's doing, maybe that we do not see, to warrant the federal and the state government.
Most people have said that in Nigeria, awards are sold on the counter. Anybody that have enough money can just, you understand, meet the organizers of any. In fact, sometimes people even initiate.
Are you blind that these awards were bought?
People even initiate these awards. You understand, just to give themselves some coloration that they are important or they've done something good and stuffs like that. And it is not far from the truth. So when you see a person like Governor Yahaya Bello coming to receive the Distinguished Service Order Award of Rivers State. And I want to ask, when was the last time Yahaya Bello visited Rivers State? What has Yahaya Bello contributed to? What is the minute contribution that Yahaya Bello has made of Rivers State?
Maybe those things were not made public. And secondly, if you think of the fact that the federal government awarded him, it should mean that there's something he does that would make the state government recognize him as well.
And what we are saying is not synonymous to Rivers State. This rascality of governance also, trickles up. So if you're saying because the federal government had awarded Yahaya Bello before, that should be the basis then you're getting it wrong.
No, we're saying the question is, the question has been, what has this man done for Rivers State?
Nothing.
Perhaps we do not know. We can't say nothing, can we?
Andrew, we are in a democracy. And to even beautify our democracy, we have what they call freedom of information. You understand? That act does not allow anybody in public service to do anything secretly. Do you get? So that thing, that intrinsic thing that you think that Yahaya Bello had done for Rivers people that no individual of Rivers people is aware of is neither here nor there.
All right, let's take one call at least before we go on the short commercial. Nigeria Info, good morning. Straight to the point, please. What's your name?
Hello, good morning. Andrew.
Morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Lekan Barry, Sunday President, the Time and Tone for River South.
All right, go on, you have 1 minute.
From Bori.
All right.
Yeah. If you ask me how we get to this Babylon confusion and the Nebuchadnezzar kind of leadership, I do not know where to answer from. You can imagine you were asking a question how, your guest was talking about Ikuruma ruling before Wike took over. Again, as an Ikorin man. You know, then the pattern of election then was like hijacking the source you have in which you can use in getting the power you can use is what it was the actual means then. And so that my major concern in this whole matter is that presently how the state has really been governed with decree and a lot of forceful decisiveness on how people will live their life, like we
Leighton Barry, unfortunately, we have a commercial coming up. We might not be able to continue. Maybe when we return after the break, you call back and complete your thoughts. Send us WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416 at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. When we return, we'll find out, should state governments really be blamed as well for poverty increase in the country? Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're here back live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. We'll open the phone lines and get a few of your contributions. First, my guest is still here with me, Solomon Lenu, a spokesperson of the River Civil Society Organization. We started off discussing the awards that was given to some governors and former governors and other lawyers, as well as other respected individuals and sons and daughters of the state. Well, reactions surrounded that, of course, especially with some of the names that were mentioned in the list of awardees. One of them that struck a lot of people was the Kogi State Governor Yahaya Bello. Some people also touched on the G5 governors, Abia State Governor, Kogi State Governor as well, and a couple of others. What really have these people done for the state to deserve the highest honors has been the question. Well, let's go over and get your reactions on that before we move on to what was said by the presidency, Minister for Budget, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, he is the Minister of State for Budget and National Planning, who had said state governors are responsible partly for the rise of poverty in the country. 0700923-0923. Ogundu is calling from Alakaya. Good morning to you, Ogundu.
Yes, if you hear me, good morning, and good morning to your guest.
Morning.
Let me go straight to answer the question you asked the guest. That, how do the Rivers people, since they have not said anything about what the governor has been doing, since we are talking about the aspect of lopsidedness and the rest of them, equity, justice, and the rest of them. I want to answer you. When a particular thing that is called evil, when you say it's a bad thing, and because nobody speaks about it, does it mean that that thing is a good thing? That is number one. So the silence that people are keeping does not mean that it is good for anybody who is in governance to be lopsided. And another thing I want you to also know, as per the people who were given these awards, the awards we are talking about, how many of them are there? Look at how River State is, how people are suffering. Look at the number of persons that we are giving awards. What are the impactations of all these people who are mentioned, and River State is still the same way it is? The impactation of schools down there.
Hello, Ogundu. Oh, goodness me. I think something with the service providers. And you know, some other people raised up the issue. You know how benevolent the governor of River State has been with regards to donations to other states. And so when these awards came up, many were asking, how much has there been a time where these governors who are now awarded donated? Maybe there was a fire at one of the markets in River State. Was there a donation that was made? There was the flood issue in River State, where people were affected by the flood immensely. Ordinarily, perhaps you would say some of these governors who were awarded now, former governors, made some donations or some contributions to, you know, help alleviate the plight of the people. Whether or not that was done, we do not know. The government might say maybe it was done in secret, I don't know. But publicly, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen any. So it still brings us back to the question of what did they do? Why did they merit such honors? Let's take Barry first from Morazi before we get back to your reaction, Lenu. Hello, Barry.
Andrew, thank you very much. Let me put me wrong, please. I don't know what we can fight for. I have to get to ourselves here now.
Oh my goodness! Please, please, if you're having issues, okay. Let's just hello Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Chike Daniel Imogeto Swako.
Okay, straight to the point, Chike.
Yes. All I want to say concerning the award is that I see it as exercising power I am in authority. I can do whatever now that I am in authority. And your guest there, you see, I wonder the kind of Nigeria we are. That the guest there, what he is saying is in the part of integrity. But I am surprised today. Please, I want to say is that I love whatever he's saying in the part of integrity. But when I see Nigerian politicians who will say this, trying to maintain, show that they have integrity, people like Baneka Yade, people like the MOH local government chairman, tomorrow they will change. I hope our guest today will not change like that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you, Chike. Oh, very interesting. Lumo from Ajib, good morning.
Good morning, Femi.
Good morning to you.
It is very unfortunate that we have a governor that will go to public and throw his clothes and his cap. A River State governor. The worst military government is better than this government of this River State. I can't just understand. And they believe that you are governing people. They're giving awards to Yaya Bello. What has Yaya Bello done to reverse people? You know, this same Yaya Bello that you are saying that Yaya Bello is this, he has not done this, he has not done this in state. He came to give him award. Give him award to save money for what? The founding fathers of this state, who fought for this state, who have didn't organize anyone, it's unfortunate. But we know our PVC will speak. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Lumo. Quickly, let's also take a quick look at the blame on state governors, because we know that the River State Governor during the commissioning responded to that the comment that state governors are partly responsible for the poverty increase. And he talked about the internal roads that he's been doing. If we look at the statement of the Minister of State for Budget and National Planning, basically what he said was that, paraphrasing, it looks like the state governors focus more on the cities than they do the rural areas. And perhaps that's where you have the larger chunk of poor people. Is that entirely true?
Well, that's completely true. And if you observe very well the officialdom of government at that level, you discover that they don't just come up to say things just for saying it. Before a statement like that will be made, whether we like the government or not, we must agree to the fact that they must have done some extensive research, you know, carried out series of, you know, observation to come to that point where they can publicly say that. And I want to tell you that that's entirely true, because that has been our own position.
But what are local government chairmen doing?
And now, let
because
me...
Because it's the local government, and they're the closest
let me tell you,
to the
let
rural
me,
areas.
Let me tell us something now, and I would like to use River State, you know, as a case study, because this is our environment, and this is, you know, the trenches where we have been for a very long time. If you look at the basic necessities of life, because when you're talking about poverty now, you know, it has to do with the basic necessities of life. If you look at the basic necessities of life, it has to do with food, clothing, and shelter. And now, if you look at the delineation of government, in government, we run, you know, a bicameral system of government. You have the federal, you have the states, and probably the local government. If you look at the responsibilities of each of these tier of government, you discover that all the things that is necessary to alleviate the poverty from the people are there on the concurrent list. They are not the exclusive reserve of the federal government for you to say, oh, because like a lot of persons have argued that why would the federal government be saying that when the federal government has also failed in their own right? Yes, the federal government has her own responsibility. But the government that is with the people
and closer to the people is the state government. And going by the fact that the local government has been crying for autonomy for a very long time, which the state government has refused to give them, even when the federal government had so mandated, you discover that that statement is holistic and the true position. Now, let us even break it down.
The local government chairman claimed, they said that they have their finances and their monies have never been touched.
Let's even break it down further. Now, in Rivers State, if you remember that for 7 good years, a government has been in place. For 7 good years, that government has not carried out one basic, or no matter how simple it is, the government has not carried out one people-oriented program that will affect the life of the common man in the local village. Then what is that government actually doing? What is the business of that government?
What will be the role of local government?
I have just told you here that forget about whatever you heard those local governments, those praise singers, because that's what they are. Those worshippers of the executive in the local government called chairmen are saying. They don't have any authority of their own. So everything, the bulk still lands on the table of the government, the governors. Now, if that be the case, and we are using Rivers State now as a case study, for 7 whole years, and it has never happened before, that the common man in Ogoni, in Elele, in Emoha, in Kakrama, in Elelema, who does not know the road to government house, have not seen one program from government that can affect his life to remind him that there is still government in place. Despite the fact that we are going through serious austerity, despite the fact that we are going through hyperinflation, despite the fact that we've gone through 2 recessions, then what is that government doing?
Now, juxtapose it with the
humongous amount of money that this government has received.
All right, let's take two of these calls. Barry first, and then we go to Alozie. Barry, good morning.
Yeah, thank you. I think to let you know that you're keeping us too long waiting. Thank you.
Apologies.
My own is a simple contribution. Wike should understand that Okowa is from the south. Wike should understand that the outcry from the DG campaign is also from the south. Wike should understand that he has been in power for 22 years and we didn't hear this cry from him. 22 years, 22 solid years. Then finally, Wike should remember that he went to Konogo in Kanaka government and promised them that he will do a road that they are supporting to today and calling them the integrity governor. He should remember that he promised to do a road in Konogo where the day 29 people were killed in a day. And he has not remembered to do that. I am a full PDP member and I have not gained anything from this government. So he should remember and he should stop calling himself integrity governor. He should calm down. He should remember that other states are also part of the South. It's only the part of the South. Apartheid is part of the South. Don't say it's part of the South. And again, let me end up with this. Anywhere JAJ goes to also the political day, they end up failing the election. So we should be careful with this pressing gap. Because I know some men, when they move towards that side, that party will never win the election. So we need to be very careful with them. We are the grassroots people. We did the work for him. And today, there is something to show for you. The people who attack us, the people who kill us, are the people getting it, calling the name of deception. So when they come out of the election, we
all right, Barry. Thank you very much. Thank you, Barry. Let's go, Vanna, to Amuma. Alozie is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. In my own definition, poverty is the inability of a man to foot the bill of all of that necessary thing that he needs to survive as a man. And from the assumption that was made by federal government, I think it is right and it is absolute truth. What is the value of flyover, 1 to 12 flyover in River State for 7 good years that is no employment in the state? Now, Andrew, you ask, what is the value of building roads when people are dying in abject poverty in River State? What is the value?
The one I know too well is that we have three arms of government. We are talking about, I believe that government is of the federal, the state, and the local. And when you look at the hierarchy of the administration of these three arms of government, you talked about federal relates to the state. And the state will lay down a principle or a administrative railroad that local government will follow, knowingly full well that the local government is the government of the grassroots. Come to think of it here in River State, mention 1, 2, 3, 4 local government chairman that have executed projects. It is only in the history of the governors of one year that a governor will do internal roads. That before River State, that local government chairman was doing internal road, governor is now doing internal road. It is only in this history of Wike's administration that you will see a governor building market in the village. What is the work of a local government chairman?
All right, Alozie, thank you very much. I think the governor also said, ordinarily, he said it, some of the projects that the state government is embarking on should be for local government. So my question then when he said it was, then why are you doing it and not allowing local governments to do it? We're already running out of time. Somebody was asking here that was saying people are keeping quiet, but every morning people are on radio talking. The point is not about people talking. When we say people keeping quiet, I mean in the party, for instance, where you have a say to change where and who gets what and what they get. Why are we not seeing people, for instance, in the PDP in River State say we're not comfortable with the fact that, oh, the party chairman is from the same area with the candidates? In 10 seconds, what would be your thoughts, final?
Well, what I want to tell Rivers people and the government is that leadership shouldn't be about simplistic actions. It should be about well-detailed, well-thought-out action. They should, you know, stop this top-bottom approach that they are using, which is elitist in nature.
Thank you very much.
Because it does not favor or serve the poor people who are supposed to be taken care of.
On WhatsApp says, Nigeria is a developing country. Abuse of power is inevitable. Good morning.